Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love our work and are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in the politics of the moment, and oh boy is it this week, in our daily lives, in our personal lives, in our metaphysics. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Ronan, Montana, and I am joined by my two wonderful New York friends, Anne
Ortley here at the Bright Red Desk on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, and Mark.
Mark Waltz over on the other side of Manhattan by the Hudson River. And welcome,
we've
everyone.
We've got two sides of Montana.
We got
two
sides
of Montana,
Manhattan.
We're covered. Yeah.
And two sides of the country.
Yes.
Yeah.
With me over here in Montana, funnily enough.
You got snow on the ground?
We had a foot, and then it all melted. So at the moment we have, it's been sunny for the last couple of days, which has given us a chance to batten down the hatches. The deer ate all my garden, so I didn't get not one Brussels sprout, but I did get in the potatoes. I ate them all. Normally they have a couple more. Normally they have several more weeks of green vegetable, greenery to eat. But it was such a deep freeze, all the leaves turned brown and wilted immediately.
Wow.
So the deer are really hungry at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah. So
what do they do all winter?
They eat what they can, and they nibble
little
on everything. They eat what they can.
Yeah.
And they try to dig out the grouse, and sometimes we put out bird seed for the deer because they
can eat
that. It's when it gets really cold, or hay. So it is, here we are on the eve, not the eve of destruction, we hope, but on the eve of the election. And I tell you, the moon in Gemini all day, people have been, everywhere you go, they've been blabbing and talking and saying nothing. You know, a lot of political pontification with no real words. But I think it's just the nerves are wound up.
Yeah.
Jupiter is coming back to conjunct Pluto for the third time. And the last two times it conjunct Pluto, we had a spike in deaths. And sure enough, the death toll is spiking again as far as COVID goes around the globe. And hopefully it moves past that fairly soon. So it's been kind of a wild time. Mercury is stationed tonight. It's holding still square Saturn. It was exactly square Saturn a few days ago, and it turns direct, and it's exactly square Saturn again, coming up. So we've got, we're taking everything so seriously and looking, and people are taking their vote so seriously. We're having record turnout, which is just beautiful because of that Mercury square Saturn. What we say matters. So that's been really, a powerful process.
And that exact square when Mercury squares Saturn again, it's about 5 days or something, that's likely to be some kind of determination about the vote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's the last day that they said if there are absentee ballots can be counted as long as they are postmarked by 8 o'clock tomorrow up through Friday. And Friday is the day that the last Mercury-Saturn conjunction. That'll be the final words.
Yeah, I don't think they'll finish counting, though, really, until the Mars goes direct on the 13th, 14th, 12th, 13th. Because that's when the Jupiter-Pluto meets, and that's when Mars goes direct. So we'll know what direction we're proceeding in then. So I think it may take a while because there's so many more than normal. Normally the TV shows call based on the vote count, but they don't count the absentees even though the state keeps counting, and the state doesn't issue an official time. So that's the other part, is that a lot of times what we've come to rely on isn't actually the final because the votes haven't been counted, but enough have been. So this year, with so many millions of people voting ahead of time and so many people voting absentee or mail-in, mm-hmm. it'll be interesting to see how they handle it, because technically it's not going to be just look in the machine. There's all this big pile of votes that have to be counted. And in some states,
yeah.
Philadelphia, they can't count until Election Day. So, you know, they can't open the envelopes and start counting until then. So it's kind of a, you know, it's an interesting, we're going to have an it's going to be an interesting journey. It's Mercury going direct. And, of course, when it went retrograde the last time, on Election Day was Bush Gore in 2000, and back mm-hmm. then John Roberts argued the case in front of the Supreme Court, and now he's on it. He's a guy on it, and so mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. You know, so it's really an interesting. You know, the astrology is really interesting. The energy is really interesting. You know, and kind of, you know, knowing that, you know, this is a really important time, and of course Mercury rules votes. Right, so Mercury mm-hmm. retrograde, Mercury rules voting and job interviews, you know, so, you know, they've been on a job interview essentially, and, you know, he rules all this communication energy, so when he goes direct, mm-hmm. we'll have, you know, forward motion on our communication, which is good, so it'll be helpful to have that all shift, but, you know, the Mars part for people that are feeling really tense, the Mars retrograde is still going, and it is backing up
yep.
to where it was July 25th. So think about what you were doing then. That's when I caught COVID. So I'm like going, okay, I'm going to be careful. And then
you be careful.
I'm going to be careful. And then, you know, what it means for us going forward once it does, we're all going to be dancing, you know, with Mars. And as he goes back for a third pass through Saturn and Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
And Pluto, yeah. So it's big.
And I've seen so many other things that people are, you know, they're on hold, and they say, "Well, I can't do anything." Of course, you can't do anything. The whole country is holding its breath, for one thing, and Mercury is stationary for you and all your other mercurial processes as well. So
mm-hmm.
don't worry about it. Just
yeah.
be patient. Take a deep breath. Do everything that you can. Clean the house. Do the laundry. You know, use this time well. But
mm-hmm.
you know, because we're going to be rocking and rolling. Whatever we do next, there's some forward motion, really building as Mars turns direct and squares
yeah.
that lineup again.
Right.
Whichever side loses, there's going to be a serious fuss as Mars squares that lineup again before Christmas, and then as Mars conjuncts Uranus on Inauguration Day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to take a while before we can steer the country back into how do we work together, because it's been so polarized, and it will stay that feisty polarization while Mars is in that square.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, Mars opposes Venus. So I think a lot of relationships have been also fraying because so much energy and tension is running in the air, and it's hard not to take it out on each other or to remember to really take good care of each other in this process. So
mm-hmm.
I'm asking, the minute the election starts to shift, to bring your relationships back on the front burner
mm-hmm.
and begin to take care of the people that you might have been overlooking, or the human relationships that you might have been overlooking while distracted by the election, so that we can get back on track.
And also while being too close together because of the staying in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
also causing a lot of tension.
Yeah.
A lot of and wear and tear on relationships.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
And, you know, is it the structure because it all is structural. Is this the structure you want to bring forward, and what does that structure look like? Because these are restructuring planets, so they are really shaping us, restructuring our lives, our choices, our points of view, and asking us to understand why we believe things the way we do, and also, you know, what is it that's important to us going forward, because we're really starting this huge new chapter with the Saturn-Pluto meeting at 22, and then the Jupiter and Pluto met three times, 24-24, and the one that they're going to have on November 13th is 22. So big stuff
mm-hmm.
afoot, you know, wherever the COVID clump is in your chart, you've been changing things. And so honoring those changes and respecting them for, you know, how potent they are in your life. So big stuff.
So, Anne, you had some comments to make about the last full moon on
Saturday.
Yeah, the
full moon we just had. Well, right now, guys, we're in waning for 2 more weeks. We had a full moon on
Halloween,
right on at 10:49 in the morning. And the full moon chart, interestingly, cast for that time, matches the United States chart. What Heather calls the aspirational chart, the the Declaration of Independence. It's a Sag rising, it's a Libra midheaven, the angles match, the nodes are angular, so we're making important choices. But in your own life, that full moon and Uranus are meeting, and they're opposite the sun. So there's a lot of energy here around the choices we make. And we go back, you know, full moons work for 30 days, but they also take us back to when the initial Taurus moon happened, back in Taurus time on the 31st of April, beginning of May, when the new moon happened at 8, and then in February, on February 1st of this year, when we had the opening square. And now we have the full moon, and then we have a closing quarter next July, when it's in Leo, July 31st. So the idea is these bigger cycles. And, of course, moons let us see things. This is considered a blue moon because there was a full moon earlier in the month. And it also is really, really juicy and very potent. The other thing to remember is that Mercury and the Sun and Juno are partnerships, relationships. To Heather's point about partnerships, they're all in what's called the path of fire. So people are very fiery and very passionate. And that Scorpio energy of the Sun and Juno partnerships answers to the Mars retrograde in Aries, right? And the Venus and the Mercury, Mercury now is in Libra, she answers to Venus in her rulership. So there's an opportunity here with Mercury stopping for us to see things really clearly. And also the stationary energy of Mercury is similar to the degree of the Saturn-Pluto conjunction in November of 82. So the stuff that, if you're old enough, the stuff that was going on in November of 82 is up for you too, because the universe is saying, really, understand how that last 38 years of your life, or however old you are, has contributed to where you are now, and now you want to look at it and figure out what that next chapter looks like. So it's a very juicy full moon. It also has planets on Hamal, and Hamal, of course, is the head of the ram. So he's a fixed star in the head of the ram. So people are a little hard-headed. And Mercury has combust the sun, and people are very fixed in their opinions. So you're not going to win an argument if someone is arguing a different point. Your job is just to kind of go, well, okay,
there's no point in arguing and trying to convince people to change their vote, but you can help people get to the polls.
Yes, totally.
And, to concrete help seems to be what could make the difference here.
Yeah.
And with that sun, rarely do we have Uranus exactly conjunct the moon, oppose the sun on the full moon.
On the minute.
And so that's
on the minute,
really highlighting Uranus change.
Yes.
And for me, that was one of the most hopeful things to look at for this election, that it's really calling for change. Whether or not we can manifest it, it certainly is a loud clarion call for it. Which is good.
Yeah, that's good. And we're all changing. This has been change for all of us. And then, of course, the Jupiter-Pluto is lots of Pluto deaths. So we are also going to see that spike over this next couple weeks because it's the Sun in Scorpio and it's Moon Uranus. So it's also they just came out with a study on the neurological impact of the virus on people's brains. And, the people that I know that have brain fog, I'm like, okay. So it's also the electrical systems of our wiring. And people are feeling very electric right now, too. Mark, what have you noticed about the full moon?
The super heightened energy, which is, of course, Uranus playing into it. But it is a very electric energy. If it weren't about politics, it would be a lot more fun. Like if it was sports or
right. mesmerizing Olympics or something like that.
Yeah,
right, you know?
Or a new Broadway show that would get everybody up on their feet.
Right.
Well, we have a lot of people on waiting to call in, so let's
right.
give them a few and see what we can do here.
Okay.
Let's see. I'll start with this one. Hello, error code 267-673. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. Hi, this is London. Hi, Heather. Hi, Anne. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
How are
Hello.
You guys? My,
Good.
My birthday is March 31st. Born at 6:30 p.m.
What year?
1990.
March 31st, what year? 1990. And yes?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And area is Birmingham, Alabama.
6:30 p.m., did you
yes.
say? Good. And what's your question?
My question is... just to break the tension from all this election stuff. You guys were mentioning relationships and stuff before. these past couple of months, I feel like I've been mostly focused on work. But for some reason, I want to say about the past couple of weeks, I've been kind of thinking about relationships lately. I don't know why, but mostly because of my age. So I'm like, 30. And I hate to say it, but of all these years, I've never been in a relationship before. So I was just trying to see if there's something in my chart that kind of points to, like, why I might have issues with that, or if there's something I can probably work on.
Oh, tons of stuff. Yeah. One, you look like a wonderful person.
Yeah.
And two, you've got Venus and Mars conjunct, which is lovely and good for relationship, but they're conjunct in Aquarius. So you tend to kind of get so much out of your relationships with your friends that you don't want to really take that emotional risk. And so you kind of tend to keep people a bit at a distance. And I bet they think you don't even notice that they're there, that you can, with that Aquarius, can be a little oblivious of people who want more.
Okay.
And that may be an important piece for you. It looks like there are some issues. You know, the Saturn-Pluto, the COVID cluster sitting on your Saturn, your fourth house. So I would say some very, and you're born with that Saturn square Mercury. Pluto is coming to square your Mercury this year and sitting on your Saturn. So it's taking a look at why did you choose work? How did your relationship with your father and what was considered security make it so that you tend to be somewhat, that you keep people at a distance in relationship, that you don't tend to trust it, and that you kind of had that feeling that either I can be independent or I can be in relationship, rather than how can I be independent and in a relationship? And the Aries will always choose independence, right? So Mars and Aries.
As a Venus and Aquarius, yeah.
Yes. And so, Anne, what are you seeing?
Well, no, I agree. I mean, the Venus in Aquarius, and plus the Sun's in the sixth house, so the chart goes work, work, work. So, and it is, you're fussy. That's the other part. And I mean that not in an insulting way, that your chart...
Oh, no, I get it.
Yeah, your chart goes, I'd rather do this than that. And so that's good. I mean, I think there's probably people that are interested in you, but they think you don't care about them. So smile more. Sounds weird, but smile more so they know you're approachable and, you're kind of, head down focused on stuff. And if you think somebody's cute, laugh when they tell you a bad joke.
I laugh a lot, honestly.
Yeah, I know you do, but laughing at their humor and they go, oh, she might like me. You do laugh a lot. You have a really good sense of humor. But they don't know if you like them or not, And so this kind of chart has to kind of almost lean in a little bit. Or if, if you actually like somebody, saying, I really think you're great. And they go, really? Like, you like me? I'm not worried about you finding somebody, because you will. They'll come in and they'll roll your socks and you'll be like, okay, I'm in. But, it is a chart that does kind of operate from a, I got stuff to do and places to go, and I don't really notice necessarily the people around you. So, yeah, and what I found with the COVID clump is people are looking at their life and going, what haven't I done yet? And so for you saying I haven't done relationship, I'd say, yeah. But the period of time from 24 to 36 is when you find partners. So I'm not worried about you at all. You're just halfway
okay.
through that
and,
period. Yeah.
And
Mark?
You know, yeah, Mark?
Yeah, I think that pretty well covers it. You can be optimistic and keep being as cheerful as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And the right
I'll
person
try.
Will show up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And know that you already
yeah,
know. You know how to be a great friend.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know how to be a great friend. So you know how to do relationship. You just have to notice it. I would really recommend reading books like the Gottman Institute books on what creates a healthy relationship. Because I don't think you have a really good model for what you want to call in.
I don't.
So
I don't.
Read up on what a healthy relationship might look like.
Yeah, okay.
So you can
well,
send clearer messages out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that definitely
okay.
Makes a lot of sense, you know, because I definitely had a situation here at home where, you know, my roommate's been feeling that way. Like he had to go over to his sister's house. He vanished, you know, and he's been feeling like I haven't been able to pay a lot of attention to him. And he does, what you've been saying definitely kind of aligns with like how I noticed at the last minute, like how I might have made someone feel. When in reality,
mm-hmm.
I'm like really oblivious to that unless someone tells me.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
definitely on point.
Yes, it's just a question of where you put your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
just know that things work out when you put your attention on them for work. And now you just mm-hmm. have to broaden your interests to include relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well said.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. You know, it's just starting to weigh down on me as I get a little bit older. Because it's just
mm-hmm.
like, that probably should have happened by now, right?
You know, no,
parents,
no,
your
not with your chart. No, your chart. No, you didn't do anything wrong. You just haven't been interested yet. So.
Yeah, you're on track.
That's good to hear. That gives me a lot of reassurance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank well,
you.
Good luck. We'll
keep
check
us posted.
Later.
Take care.
When you meet him, call in with the chart.
Yeah.
Sure. Thank
right.
you. You guys
bye.
Take care.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye. Okay. And. We'll try this one. Hello, 405. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Sylvia.
Hello.
44-1961.
Now, we've just spoken to you. We've covered you a couple of times. Do you think you could have put on hold, or do you have a specific question tonight?
It was specific, going
okay,
back to school to be a psychologist
okay,
starting
and
next in 20.
What
yeah,
time
5,
were you born again?
5:51 a.m. Memphis, Tennessee.
Right. Okay. And what was your question? You're going back to school. That's exciting.
Next year, between the
mm-hmm.
spring semester and the summer semester, as soon as I can get in, so I just wanted to just
mm-hmm.
take a quick look, quick look at that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great.
What specific is your question about it?
Oh, so Will, is that a good time for me to go to school? That was the question. Okay.
Yes.
Next spring, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Chart's really
absolutely.
Ready to go back. Yeah. You're ready. You've been figuring
so
it out.
Ready.
You're like, okay, I'm ready to roll, and I think that's a good study option, and you're having some lovely
mm-hmm.
transits for really – doing the next level of education in your life. So I think that's a great, great thing to do. Yeah.
You're right on the heart of the second Saturn return. You'll be past it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be ready to kind of step in the next level of yourself. Pluto will be sextiling your moon. You're really ready to step it up and step in. And right now, Mars is going back and forth over your ascendant and saying, make that decision. Take that step.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So good job.
I think that's good. We love it. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I will yield the floor for the next
thank
caller.
Okay.
Thank you, my dear.
Good.
You take
yeah.
care.
Take care.
All right.
Okay.
You all. Thank
bye-bye.
You all. Have a good
bye.
One.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
And hello, error code 949292. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. It's 531-1971.
Okay, 531-1971. Time?
944 in Whittier, California.
44 a.m.
or a.m. p.m.?
Or p.m.? Oh, I'm sorry, a.m.
In Whittier. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So
and,
I'm kind of similar to the...
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. What's
question
your question?
Kind of similar. It's kind of similar to the first caller, really, on relationships. But for me, I'm feeling just like I never really fit in. I've moved around a lot, and I just feel like I never seem to find my place.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if, and like with friendships, I feel like I have a hard time connecting with people. Kind of had an incident at work today where I normally feel fine at work, but it was kind of came up for me today where I was just like, I wanted to just leave. Like I wanted to get off the call. I felt just so, I don't know, like I didn't fit in with everybody. So I don't know. I'm just
where are you living now?
I live in North Carolina.
Okay. Oh, I'm looking at your astrocartography. You're on a moon line there. Jupiter on the IC is on the west side of North Carolina, but it
mm-hmm.
You're on a moon and Saturnish lines there,
mm-hmm.
And you know it doesn't look like a bad place for you to live normally, but you might just be feeling all that you tend to feel all the tension. Nothing is going to be quite right for you when you first get to a place with your sun in Gemini square, the moon in Virgo. You're very sensitive to changes in surroundings. And it's not, am I good enough? Are they good enough? But how can we make this better? I would say is the question.
Mm-hmm.
You're really ready to find a home. You've been working really hard and you're really ready
mm-hmm.
to find. And
mm-hmm.
what do you see?
I think what I'm noticing, of course, you know, I'm not enamored of you living on a Virgo line just because it does
mm-hmm.
tend to make your chart feel a little bit less seen because
mm-hmm.
your Mercury is kind of trapped between your Venus and your Saturn. And, of course, Mercury a little more sensitive to Virgo moon is sensitive to criticism anyway, but more sensitive. And with the Jupiter-Neptune
mm-hmm.
kind of making it angular, you really feel it. So I get North Carolina moving there energetically, but I would say, you know, there might be other places that you feel better.
Right.
'Cause that's like a work, you know, and what else do you do? But yeah, I, you know, part
so
of
true.
The, yeah, one of the energies is you do have a North Node in Aquarius, right? And so
mm-hmm.
the North Node does have to find its tribe. So part of the purpose of your chart, and a lot of times takes a little while to find your people. So
yeah.
that's what's happening now, that you're having a lot of stuff with the Capricorn clump trining your Saturn and saying to you, well, where would you want to live? Where are your folks? And you have a grand trine forming in Earth, so this is a good year to figure that out. And as Venus, Uranus now goes into Taurus and comes across your Taurus planets, I would expect you to find something that felt more like home. And part of it is
yeah.
because of the Sun-Neptune, a lot of times when you get there, Sun-Neptune-Jupiter, when you get there, it's like, I have this great idea, and then you get there and you kind of go, and what's the reality? And so
right.
I think it would be helpful with your Mercury and Earth to really kind of have a plan of what it is that you're specifically going to do in any given location, and then that helps that Mercury ground. The other thing is right now you're having a huge Neptune transit.
Do we have 6 seconds?
So you're not necessarily going to... you're going to feel like you're kind of floating. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah,
and just realize you bring more to a conversation than you realize.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not realize it until later, but there's a lot of value, and people rely on what you say. So let that give you some confidence.
That's
you
helpful.
Have Venus
you.
And Mercury... on the midheaven, your Venus is one of the stronger lines in your chart in Taurus, that bracket on either side of Minneapolis and go down to Houston, San Antonio, Austin, and New Orleans, all the way up and down there. So our time is up. Good luck on that. Good luck finding home.
Thank you.
Call us back if
you
do.
Thank you.
And everybody, take good care of yourselves and each other in the next 24 hours. Heather signing off from Montana.
And signing off from the bright red desk.
And Mark from New York.
Wonderful.
Thank you all for listening.
Take care. Bye.
Have a good
day.
Bye.